Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Exploring Archetypes, Tarot Trump Pathworking. The purpose of this program is to get in touch with the universal archetypal energies depicted in the trumps of the tarot deck. These are the cards that have names such as the Fool, the Magician, and the High Priestess. To begin with, you need to separate out these cards from the rest of the tarot pack, so that you have the 22 tarot trumps individually separated. These cards make up a fairly complete set of archetypes for you to work with. By beginning to understand the components of these archetypes and their expectations of you, you will gain access to a much greater understanding of your own unconscious needs and desires, and the structure of your archetypal universe. When you are asking these archetypes what they need from you, be sure that you really listen to the answers you receive and think about what their answers mean. These answers have the power to transform your life instantly if you listen. Allow yourself to be open as you experience these personalities, and try not to force them to conform to your conscious expectations. This will degrade your experience to fantasy, although even fantasy can be transformative. Allow yourself to fully experience the personality of each card as it manifests to you. It may seem quite unlike the image depicted on the card, and this is really a sign that you're on the right track. The archetypes have a different meaning for each of us, and will manifest idiosyncratically to everyone. Some of the archetypes may seem scary or seductive. Think about what this means as you're experiencing the encounter and afterwards. These archetypal energies have real messages that are distinctly, personally for you. It will be to your great advantage to listen carefully. Don't expect communication lines to be clear. You will receive symbols, words, feelings, in short, archetypal communication. At any time, you may ask your inner teacher to help you understand and integrate these messages. In this program, you are asked to choose a tarot trump card at random, but you may also choose to explore tarot cards that you're particularly interested in exploring, rather than letting fate choose for you. You may also choose to work with some of the numbered cards or the court cards once you're more experienced with this pattern. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full conscious concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this program a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please choose at random one of the 22 tarot trump cards and don't look at it. Simply choose it and keep it face down in front of you. Now sit or lie down in a comfortable place where you'll be able to relax undisturbed for about the next half hour. Once you're sitting or lying down in a comfortable position, take a deep breath in with me and let it out. And in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. And continue breathing slowly and deeply, and use your meditation anchor to enter into the altered state. Allow your body to relax completely as you move gently and quickly into a state of relaxation and focus. Now, remaining totally relaxed, I would like you to open your eyes and turn over the tarot card and look at the image on the other side. Take a few deep breaths and just look at the image of this tarot card. Every tarot archetype is a subjective teacher, and this teacher has something to teach you. And this teacher has chosen you. And you can categorize things later, but now you will simply experience, and you will continue to look at the tarot card. And as you look at the card, notice what feeling it seems to have, whether the card seems happy or sad or exciting or dull. This card has some feeling for you, and only you can know what that is. And let your attention focus on the central figure, noticing any symbols or tools that this figure may have. And these may have meaning for you or not, but you have something to learn from them. And now focus your attention on the background of the card, and notice what sort of landscape this card exists in. And begin to picture what this would be like if it were a real place, and not just a drawing. And you may see details of this place, or you may just sense them, or feel what it would be like to be there. And you will know that this card is taking on a new life inside your awareness. And now put the card down and close your eyes. And take another deep breath in with me. And let it out. And in. And out. And use your meditation anchor again, recalling those feelings and associations that allow you to enter the altered state. And you can feel yourself relaxing and going deeper and becoming more and more focused and able to create this altered state. And you can become more and more relaxed. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east before you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And as you look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience this radiance shining down into you, it is filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, saying, "Knowledge." And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and saying, "Will." And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, "Daring." And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, "Silence." And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, "Before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation." Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And you may allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you may look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you may look up again to the space above your head, and there begin to visualize that globe of glowing white brilliance that is there above you. And in this globe of brilliance, I would like you to begin to see your inner teacher waiting there to help you. And if at any time during this program you need assistance, your inner teacher will be here to guide you and help you. And you may always call upon your inner teacher for help at any time. And now look to the center of your temple and see the tarot card before you. And as you look at it, allow it to enlarge to the size of a doorway. And as it enlarges to the size of a doorway, see the card opening up into a doorway and pass through this doorway into the landscape of the tarot card. Look around this landscape until you find the central figure of the card. Ask this figure if it will communicate with you. When it agrees, ask the figure to tell you how to get along with it most beneficially. Ask this figure if it has any advice for you. Ask this figure if it will help you to accomplish your goals and work with you in the transformation of your life. If the figure seems reluctant or hostile, ask the figure how you can relate more positively with it. Ask the figure if it has anything else to communicate to you. And now, if you haven't done so, consult with your inner teacher and ask how you may understand more clearly the messages of this figure. Take a moment and consider the messages that you have received from the figure and from your inner teacher. And now, thank the figure in the card for the advice and information that you have received from it, and turn around and return back to your inner temple through the portal into the card that you came through. As you are back in your inner temple, shrink the card back down to the size of a normal tarot card, and pick the card up, and imagine that you're holding the rest of the deck in your other hand, and slide the card back into the deck, so that it is just merely a card once more. And now, look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. As the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say knowledge. And look to the red firewall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say silence. And face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to form a cross, saying, before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above you, and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you may now turn again to the west wall of your inner temple and go through the door back to normal body awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed and relaxed. And now, please take a few minutes to consider the information that the tarot archetype gave to you, and take any actions that you feel appropriate as a result. Be sure to write down what you've experienced in your workbook. Do not ignore the advice of the archetypes. You may take any advice you received or not take it, but make that choice consciously. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the other side.